Everybody claims that they want the best things out of life. But not everyone, not everyone wanna go through the toils and strife. Like this particular fella walks around all day long saying, shine on. Lies asleep in the shade. Life don't bug him, cause he thinks he's got it made. He knows.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to thank Maggie Dawn, as always, the Dawn of Resistance herself. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock, so Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, makes his foray back onto the show. How you doing, Dr. Craig?
I'm good, Earl. I'm feeling optimistic. How are you doing?
So just like you are, you're feeling optimistic about the proposed outcome of the Supreme Court, state Supreme Court race. I would take it, right?
That's making me optimistic because I've been doing phone calls with our team, and the voter response so far is very positive. But I will say, and people are very aware of the race, but I will say this, the whatever tens of millions of dollars coming in from right-wing billionaires hasn't really started yet. It's about to. So let's see what happens once the blitzkrieg begins.
So,
and I guess not everything's positive, Earl. I mean, the right-wing judges in the Supreme Court are thinking about further gutting the Voting Rights Act in a case that's being argued right now.
And Dr. Craig, let's talk about how, you know, in the face, people always talking about, you know, the founding fathers. They're always talking about the Constitution. They're always talking about the Bill of Rights. Constantly you hear people on the right touting those things. But yet, when you look at the decisions that have been rendered by Republican Supreme Court justices, man, clearly they're not keeping in line with the visions of what the founding fathers thought. The separation of you know, all those things, and yet you see, Dr. Craig, that the justice and the decisions that are made aren't too just.
Their doctrines are a lie. We could just cut through it. The whole process where they created a billionaire-funded and corporate-funded organization, the Federalist Society, that works with young lawyers, early conservative lawyers, so they're vetted and you know exactly how they're going to rule. Remember, it was a Republican appointee that was the Chief Justice and led the Brown v. Board of Education Act, Earl Warren. He was a Republican appointee. They didn't want that to happen anymore. The last big mistake they made was Justice Souter under the first Bush, and they didn't want to have any doubt as to how someone they thought was a Republican would actually rule. And so they have fixed it. They fixed the court. And so you think about the second, this Article 2 of the Voting Rights Act. Since this bill was passed in 1965, so we're talking 58 years, if I got the count right, the way that's been enforced is with private lawsuits. And so that's why those voting rights and those voter suppression things have been struck down, because, you know, the NAACP, the ACLU, individuals in the community, right, were suing under that article of the Voting Rights Act, right? Now we have one right-wing judge after all this time, Justice Gorsuch, who said, he put this out in another opinion to, like, lay the marker, that the statute doesn't actually say that you can do that and therefore maybe you can't do that at all. So that's a strict formalism. In other words, he is saying as doctrine that if the statute doesn't say it specifically, you can't do it. But they will go and read meaning into statutes all the time when it gets them to a right-wing solution. And they'll do things like, we're going to read the Second Amendment and say that you have a right to bear arms in a well-regulated militia, and just forget the militia part. So their legal formalism is completely situational and completely based on achieving a predetermined outcome. And that's why they're not judges, Earl. So, they're not judges at all.
So, Dr. Craig, let's talk about what the breakdown of the society and the impact that those decisions have made on this nation, and how it's possible to overturn that, because they've jerry-rigged it so much that, what is it, 6-3 outcome right now on the Supreme Court, and you know, the chances of, you know, seeing that counterbalance, Dr. Craig, unless barring some unforeseen circumstances, a couple decades maybe.
They've actually stolen two seats by norms, not by law, by the norms of the past more than 200 years. They've stolen two seats. When they refused to allow President Obama to nominate a Supreme Court justice when we were 11 months out from the election, that was unprecedented. There was no previous norm that if it was technically in the same calendar year as an election, that you couldn't do it. There was a norm that if it was close to the next election, very close, like 2 months, 1 month, couple weeks, that one wasn't appointed. So they went and did that and prevented Merrick Garland from being appointed to the Supreme Court. That's another Democrat. Then we had a justice, right, die 2 weeks before the election, and they went and and violated the other norm. So really, by all previous norms until then, there'd actually be a liberal majority in the U.S. Supreme Court. So do we have to wait for Clarence Thomas's, due date?
Demise,
here?
Right.
Sorry, no one knows what their due date is in their life, right? Or any of the others. Or since they've rigged it, since they violated all norms to get this artificial majority that is now legislating, right, that is going and overturning, fundamental constitutional rights and wreaking havoc, we're going to say that there is this norm against adding more than nine, okay, because that was established when Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to do that because of a previously obstructive conservative court. In that case, that norm applied to a different era, and there is no such limit on Supreme Court justices, and there have been many times in American history when there were more than nine. And so when someone has packed the court, the obvious solution is to add justices to rebalance it. And that's not packing the court. They pack the court. That is rebalancing the court. But we need a Democratic Party that not only has the majorities to do it, but the unity to do it. And we have a problem with a couple corporate Democrats. We need a bigger majority, or they need to go away. In other words, in Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema is likely not going to be a senator. It's a question of whether the Republican or the Democrat Congressman Gallego are the senator after the next election.
You know, Dr. Craig, the more you look at what has transpired, even on the national level, or even here on the state levels with the conservative Supreme Court, and we've been watching this and we've seen the impact of it. When is the last time that Democrats had control over the state Supreme Court? I don't know. Has it been, 12 years, 14 years? It's been a while.
When Shirley Abrahamson was still Chief Justice. Yes, and there was a right-wing conspiracy led by the Chamber of Commerce and Wisconsin Manufacturing Commerce, our state version, to take over the court, make them the big money campaigns. Folks, you don't like all those horrible ads on the air? They did that.
Right.
It used to be very sleepy races. And where the voters that came in spring elections actually heard from actual judges making their case, not seeing sleazy ads about dueling over who let out sex offenders and who didn't, which has nothing to do with anything. It's just pure propaganda and clickbait. They did that for power. And so now we're stuck needing to raise tens of millions of dollars in order to actually create a fair court. And our Constitution in Wisconsin and at the national level presumed an independent and fair court. If you have a court that is super legislators, it undermines the whole structure of our constitutional order, both in Wisconsin and at the national level with the U.S. Supreme Court.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is because I remember when the state of Wisconsin was touted for its clean government, and nationally, people would talk about Wisconsin and clean government, and maybe because I was a lot younger then, and wasn't focusing as much on it, but ever since, we've seen the conservatives take over and take control. It's almost as if the Democrats lost their will to fight and just basically gave up. Is that what occurred?
The Democrats as a group have been weak. They're individual Democrats who have been bold. And the problem is that the party is such a big tent. I think it's the lack of unity that does it, right?
Right, right.
You're not going to be that bold in leading a neighborhood association, a community, you know.
Dr. Craig, hold
the
thought.
Family as a group,
Dr. Craig,
if you're divided.
Hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
But he still walks around all day long singing this song. Street child, street child, tell me where will you be going? But oh man, when I gets his horn and starts blowing, will you hang around LA? Or hitch a ride on a freeway, meet an old familiar face at a new place. I like to help a man when he's down, but how can I help him if he's somewhere out of town? Sorry, Harry, I think I'm gonna put you down. Everybody help me sing the song.
Well, I wanna tell you about my baby, I never
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, you were saying before we went to break.
I'm going to have to get back into the frame after the great bumper music.
Oh.
I know we were talking about the way the Constitution can't even function, the state of this Constitution,
right,
or the federal, without independent judges to actually interpret the law. And let me make a distinction. We have Justice Daniel Kelly, former Justice Kelly, claiming, and his right-wing allies claiming, that Judge Janet Protasiewicz's statements on her values somehow is prejudging cases. In fact, some of his allies even filed a complaint with the Judicial Commission about it. Meanwhile, Justice Kelly is, that former Justice Kelly has made it very clear where he stands as far as an ideological conservative, even represented Trump in trying to support the fake electors that were tried as part of the insurrection against the last election in the U.S. Constitution, among other things. And so it's complete hypocrisy, because here's the difference. the difference, and I want to make this clear to everyone on our side, Republicans are very good, Earl, at claiming false equivalencies, right? Claiming that somehow what Judge Janet is saying is the way they operate. And in fact, they're quite likely, as a tactic, to accuse our side of what their side is doing. They're the ones who have an infrastructure, the Federalist Society, other things, to guarantee that they will only nominate judges that will come to conservative conclusions in their decisions. The Democratic Party, the left, does not. When Judge Janet says that she believes in the woman's constitutional right to choose, what she is saying is that she believes that's a constitutional right. And I don't know how you're going to have an election with judges unless you know what they think about the Constitution, right? That does not mean that she's going to invalidate every abortion law, anti-abortion law, in Wisconsin. She's still going to take into account and look at the 1849 law, whether, according to legal doctrine, such an archaic law is enforceable. I mean, courts all the time decide that an old archaic law is not enforceable, or whether it was modified by previous future legislative action that seemed to assume that abortions were legal and then regulated it. And that's a serious legal question that she will consider from the standpoint we are dealing with a women's constitutional right. We know how Justice Kelly will rule. He will uphold the 1849 law. And if it was the other way around, it was 1849 law that was a progressive law, he'd overturn it. So there's no comparison at all. And the one who is prejudged all the cases is Kelly.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is still amazing to me that there are people who don't really understand or comprehend what is taking place and what the differences are between Judge Protasiewicz and Justice Kelly. But some of us remember when Scott Walker appointed Kelly and know exactly what it was that he stood for. And the fact that, you know, he wound up losing the time that he got a chance to run himself for the seat proved that people kind of knew what kind of person he was. I don't think he changed much, Dr. Craig. I think he's probably even worse than what he was the first time around. But yet, if people don't focus on these things, and it's one of the reasons why we've got to have her on, Dr. Craig, again and again and again, as many times as we can get her on, is because people need to know the difference between these two. And I think it also helps, Dr. Craig, because Republicans are going to rule the day, although they celebrated that the decision of undoing women's right to choose. They've been paying the price for that all along, and I think this is going to be more the same.
Oh, I mean, it's disastrous. We don't really have a functioning Wisconsin Constitution if we have a right-wing court, which is politicians, to a super legislature, and we have maps that they validate that assure that one party has a supermajority no matter what, the Republican Party. That's not democracy. And in fact, there are some scholars at Harvard that have defined Wisconsin right now as an electoral autocracy. What that political science term means is it has the appearance of a democracy. There are elections, but the elections are not meaningful. And therefore, it's not really a democracy. It's closer to what you see in Hungary or Turkey. Those are examples of electoral autocracy.
You know, Dr. Craig, people who vote and continue to vote believe that there is a democracy, and that's the reason why they vote. But I think they don't really realize that it has been stolen. And so they still believe that it is still there. It still has the same power that it had before, but it clearly has been usurped, and you got to fight to try to get it back. Got to go to a break. Ron, hang on. We'll come to you on the other side. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. We'll be right back.
I think heaven is. Mm-hmm. I think heaven is you. You know that? Listen. A place where I can find happiness. A place close to your loveliness. Somewhere to rest my
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Hey, Ron, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, good morning. Thawing out here. You know, I keep going back to this scene whenever I get a chance to talk about it, but I think it's really hard to deal with modern republicanism and conservatism because they're not process-oriented. They're not problem-solving people. They're gamesters. They're into gamesmanship, and the biggest example of that is that, you know, on the one hand, they spend a lot of time saying that local government is best, but then they override local government. They say that the legislature should reign supreme over an abusive executive, but then you've got governors like Republican Ron DeSantis, who's messing around with schools. And so, you know, it's like whack-a-mole. You push them down over here in one state or in one, you know, jurisdiction, and then they pop up in another one because they're totally inconsistent. And the rest of it is all yak.
Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Ron?
Ron has it right. And you see, they don't have stable doctrine. They have stable goals, and that is power and money. And whatever to their advantage, they'll tailor the values, the position to it. So they're all for local control until they're not. They're all for autonomy of local school boards until they're not. They're all for a strict interpretation of the actual wording of a law until they're not, until it's not to their advantage. They're all for elections. If they win, they think they're corrupt and have been stolen if they don't win, right? It goes on and on. And I think the way to think about this is the revelations that we now have about Fox News in the lawsuit from the Dominion, the voting machine company, where there are now internal evidence, emails, text messages, et cetera, that the major Fox News host and the owner, Rupert Murdoch, and his son, Lachlan, all knew
Yes. The
election was not stolen, all knew it was a lie, and decided they couldn't lose their audience, which they and Trump had convinced of this in the first place, and so they were going to continue to lie to them for money and power. That is the way to interpret the way a Judge Kelly Earl is thinking about the Constitution, that he will do whatever gets him elected, gives him power, and the way to do that is to placate and play up to the people behind the Republican Party, which is the billionaires and some of the most nefarious and greedy corporate interests, the people with money, the elites in our country.
You know, Ron and Dr. Craig, you see this time and time and time again, and it looks like these people have gotten the upper hand for a long, long time, and we've seen this transformation that they've been able to win these elections based on these lies. And yet there are people who know now, and I talked about this the other day, who know that Fox News and Rupert Murdoch himself said that his people were lying and that Donald Trump was lying. And yet you still have people who are not willing to admit that, Dr. Craig, and run. And I don't understand what it is about people who, in the face of knowing these people are lying and that they've lied to them, that they still somehow are willing to support that. What does it say about those people themselves, Dr. Craig, that in the face of all of those things, they continue to support that? I was reading something the other day where it said now that Donald Trump has overtaken DeSantis in head-to-head battle. That means that the Republicans, even in the face of all of this, these facts that have come out, many of them are still looking to support that man. And what he, and so what does it say about the people themselves, Dr. Craig?
Well, part of it is they've just been lied to and over and over again. And it's true, you can get a false consciousness, right?
Right.
So they're victims of propaganda. But there's a psychological appeal to this kind of propaganda where it makes people feel better. If you're someone who's frustrated with your life, who isn't meeting their standard of what the, you know, entrepreneurial American who gets ahead and has all the things you're supposed to have, they feel rotten about it. It affects their self-image. What right-wing rhetoric does is it gives you, makes you feel better by finding someone else to blame, right?
Right.
And the reason these folks turn to Fox News and over and over again is it's a kind of therapy. It makes them feel better to be angry at immigrants, to be angry at supposedly woke people taking over our school system, critical race theory. And it goes on and on, all these cultural divides. They make people feel better. And it doesn't really improve their lives. It's actually the road to unhappiness. So it is, in a way, like giving them a sugar high, right? And what's interesting, Earl, about this is they did a study where they paid some Fox News viewers to start watching CNN and Fox. And their knowledge of issues improved. Their attitude started to shift once they had a more balanced news product. But what's fascinating is, when they withdrew, when the experiment ended, most of them went back to watching Fox News only. In other words, they find it enjoyable to do that, and they weren't really interested in the information. They were interested in the gratification they get out of someone speaking for their quote-unquote side, a side that's been defined by the powerful few as a strategy in order to enrich themselves and to hold power.
You know, Dr. Craig, and those things, they aren't speaking for the average everyday Joe. They're not supporting the average everyday Joe. The average everyday Joe feels like they are speaking for him. There's nothing to point out that they are. Let's go to Karina. Hey, Karina, good morning to you. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Well, you know, all these important questions you ask, and you know, I ask myself too, because I think there's a couple phenomena is going on. Well, first of all, Fox News are declaring themselves as the entertaining channel or whatever, entertaining program. So whoever takes the Fox News seriously are delusional, okay? Because if you either giving a fact as the true news, or you call yourself entertaining, you can't be in the middle. And people who's watching have to decide how they take that information in. There is about the stolen and all the controversy in society and we have right now. I think that it's another phenomenon, you know, Earl. more you say a lie out loud, the more that lie become a truth. So you believe yourself into your own lie because you hear it over and over again. But what worries me the most is that every year, and I'm just a spectacle. I'm just watching. I don't really understand. But one thing I can say that every year for any voting campaign, doesn't matter which party is that, they spend more and more and more money for it. Yet, none of the parties really address minimum wage. So they understand they need more money for their campaign every year because of the inflation and everything costs more, but yet they don't equal that to minimum wage. They don't equal to medium income or poverty line or people who are on Medicare and assisted living and everything in between. They do not see it, yet they have perfect excuse all the time why they have more and more money spent on their campaign. And it doesn't matter which party is it.
Karina, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Yeah, caller made a lot of great points, Earl. And, lies being repeated to become realities to people. So that is absolutely true. And we understand that they're playing off of kind of flaws in human nature or openings in it. Okay. It's been well established that people tend to believe negative information that's low credibility, but they take a lot more proof to believe positive information. And, these kind of theories are controversial, but there are sociobiologists, evolutionary biologists, that think that we evolved that way because if you are living, as just one of many species and there are predators of you out there, then information that's negative, such as there's a threat from leopards, right? We evolved in Africa. There isn't much of a risk of being wrong about that native information. What happens is the group takes precautions, but being wrong the other way means you're dead. So we're actually pre-programmed to accept a lot of negative information we shouldn't have because it increases survival, right? In an evolutionary standpoint. And they also exploit a lot of the ways the human mind is structured. We are structured to be risk-averse. And what I mean by that is we overrate risks to ourselves and underrate benefits to ourselves. So when people really want healthcare reform because healthcare, the unaffordability of healthcare is a crisis, over half of Wisconsinites, according to a survey we released at CIS National Wisconsin, are skipping medical procedures, medical appointments, other things, because they can't afford it or fear they can't afford it, right? But when you get to the point of doing the reform system, the big interests, the hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, drug companies, play up on you could lose what you have. Remember Obama being saying, unfortunately, that if you like your plan, you can keep it,
right?
Even though his plan didn't really do that. That is, you couldn't do it because a company could always cancel a plan. It was outside of Barack Obama's control because people overrate the fear of losing what they have even when they are desperate for a better system. And so what the right is very good at, and big corporations who invented modern advertising and PR 100 years ago, is exploiting those vulnerabilities in human nature and the way humans think. And so that's the way to think about what Fox News is doing. They're exploiting it for profit. It's that simple. Profit and power. And that's what the richest people in our country are doing by underwriting this. So what is a Richard Eline doing, the billionaire that's behind former Justice Kelly? What is their relationship he has much more vote than all of us do, because he can put millions and millions of dollars, no limit, he's a billionaire, into these independent expenditures that'll have the most nefarious lies. He's willing to do anything to have power and have a judge that will further enrich him.
So Dr.
Because
Craig,
apparently he's not rich enough. Intergenerational wealth isn't enough for him.
Dr. Craig, hang on. Stephen from Green Bay and Jack from Merrimack will come to you after the break. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Ghetto boy playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility? Will you spend your days and nights in a pool room? Will you
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I'd say I'd argue at least two of the federal Supreme Court justices are unconstitutionally put in place. First, you know, Gorsuch, who was appointed only because McConnell didn't follow his constitutionally mandated duty of advice and consent for nearly a year on Garland's nomination, and that only allowed Gorsuch to go in. It would have been different if Garland had been considered by the Senate and not confirmed, but the nomination was completely ignored, and to me, that's, you know, that's just an, he didn't do his constitutional duty. And then there's Amy Coney Barrett. She's quite a piece of work. She's on record as having stated, and this is a direct quote and not taken out of context, that a legal career is but a means to an end, and that end is the building of the kingdom of God. Now, if that statement doesn't disqualify her, because she obviously intends to ignore the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. If that didn't disqualify her, that's nothing would. You know, don't even get me started on the accused rapist Kavanaugh, whose accuser was essentially ignored in terms of being disqualified. Then these so-called justices ignore the law and even the Constitution in places. They overturn the Voting Rights Act by saying it isn't needed anymore, although Congress didn't say that. And yet they claim that Congress has to act to establish EPA pollution limits, even though by law the EPA was given the directive to do just that. And that's extremely dangerous, you know, not just to America, but to the world. Of course, in Wisconsin, there's a state Supreme Court that ignored the constitutionally established governor's veto of the Republican gerrymandered redistricting, and they forced it on us, even though there were valid alternatives available and I would say could have and should have been used. So the Republicans scream about establishing law from the bench. This is, you know, these guys are unreal.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
As always, Jack makes a number of great points. I can't speak as a lawyer as to whether one could find that Justice Gorsuch was unconstitutionally appointed. But here's the problem. A right-wing judge would find a liberal judge to be unconstitutionally appointed and a conservative one not to be. They don't have stable doctrines, right? And so that is ultimately the problem. And remember, because Jack mentioned Justice Amy Coney Barrett, she's the one who worked with our state Supreme Court majority to re-gerrymander these maps, so there is no way the Republicans don't have over 60 votes in the assembly. In other words, they're guaranteed victory no matter what the people think. That was two right-wing groups of right-wing judges working together. It was Amy Coney Barrett in the shadow docket, again, in a legitimate way of making decisions. They didn't have to brief it or have oral arguments. And then our current right-wing majority on the state Supreme Court.
Steve from Green Bay. Thank you very much, sir. You say what?
Hello, Earl and Dr. Craig. It's always nice to hear from you guys. So this is what I'm going to speak on, the rapid decline of what we call Fox News in America. They don't even call it news in other parts of the country because it's not news. What it is it's a entertainment channel that spews one point of view, and they make boatloads of money off of it. And other people have seen this work, and so you have Newsmax that's popped up because they say, well, people, you know, outrage sells. And it's kind of setting a dangerous precedent because whenever you have one channel that is trying to control the news and the narrative, and anything that challenges that narrative is now fake news, you run into a really dangerous place where there's no competition in the news anymore. And I really feel like that's the end game for channels like Fox News, is they want to be the one mouthpiece. And what they say is true, and everything else is just fake, or it's made up stories. And I think as Democrats, we really need to start screaming as loud as we can about this kind of stuff, or otherwise our voices might one day be completely drowned out by these people on Fox News that's spewing garbage.
Hey, Stephen, I wish we had more time, man. I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you very much for the call, Dr. Craig.
Steve is completely right, and their news when it suits them, their entertainment when their lawyers want to defend them, right, from their conduct and any legal liability. And what we're about to have is, because this is a conspiracy with power, they're also an arm of the Republican Party, is we've just had the House Speaker McCarthy give all of the tapes without any security clearance on what would be in our security interest to release, Capitol Police not involved, of thousands and thousands of hours of January 6th footage from the Capitol. And it's all being turned over to one person, Tucker Carlson, who has a history of completely doing misleading documentaries and films that misrepresent reality. So they're about to try to rewrite January 6th with a completely fictional account. And the problem is, for their audience, this is what they're going to believe. And so we can say whatever we want. We will not be heard by their audience. And that's scary. That's scary for democracy, Earl.
Hey, Dr. Craig, man, I wish we had more time. But as always, time's always too short. Really appreciate it. Reconnect again on next Wednesday.
Always a pleasure, Earl.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Thank all of you who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Couldn't do it without you. Got to go. We'll be back on tomorrow. Can't believe it's Thursday already. But it is. I can't believe it's March already, but it is. Be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Things will start to get better.